Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And Joe at RTE.ie is the email. I suppose one of the overriding factors or elements in the jabs for the boys, as it's now being called, the private hospital, the Beacon, giving the vaccines to the private school, St. Gerard's, has been the total silence from the school, St. Gerard's, either from the staff, the principal, the board of management, pupils, past pupils, parents of pupils, absolute total silence. So when we got this letter, one, we verified it with a series of long phone calls with the person who sent the letter, and that we are satisfied that that person is a member of the staff of St. Gerard's School in Bray, and the ethos in the school, I'll read it out to you in a sec. It says, Our school is a community with students from a wide variety of backgrounds, cultures and religion, united by a common aim, the formation of young adults able to participate fully in the academic, social, cultural and economic life of the greater community. As a Catholic school, we accompany students on their spiritual journey and emphasise charity, honesty, integrity and reflection. This is the letter from the staff member in St. Gerard's. Dear Joe, I'm writing to you in relation to the St. Gerard's / Beacon Hospital scandal, which broke last Friday. I am a teacher in St. Gerard's Senior School, and I am utterly devastated and very angry by what has taken place. I just want to make the point that this is not all the teachers in St. Gerard's. It is a very small minority of them, and they have to live with this. The vast majority had no part in this, and yet are being tarred with the one brush. The number of teachers and management who took this vaccine is 20. There are approximately 100 members of staff between the two schools, so approximately a fifth are involved in this affair. The chosen colleagues never told or shared this information with the rest of us. The rest of the teaching body and staff only learned of this appalling affair from the breaking news on Friday morning. Teachers and their extended family and staff are innocent of this scandal, have had to endure text messages and phone calls all weekend asking them if they had skipped the queue and taken the vaccine. We should not be expected to carry the can for them. I do not accept these vaccines were going to waste, etc. And I can swear I would not have taken the vaccine had I been offered it. I am fit and healthy, and I'm frustrated that my own elderly relatives have not yet been vaccinated. I am glad I did not get the call anyway, as I would have been left knowing that this was going on, and then I too would have been complicit. It is a disgrace. It should never have happened. And that's from a teacher in the senior school in St. Gerard's. And as I say, we verified that that person is a bona fide teacher in the school, and who they say they are. David Salmon. David, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe? Yeah, no, I've just listened to a letter. Now, that is what you call a true teacher. I mean, that is exactly what a teacher should be. I mean, I am so surprised that what happened over in St. Gerard's, there hasn't been a bigger uproar about it. And I feel very sorry for the other teachers who weren't part of this. But I mean, that the school principal part, we all remember our teachers from school, from junior infants all the way up. They didn't just teach us the curriculum. They taught us about morality.
Okay, now I don't want any individuals to their title referred to. We'll talk about the ethos of the school.
When I heard the ethos,
school, we accompany students on their spiritual journey and emphasise charity, honesty, integrity, and reflection. Now that's proven. That letter from that teacher demonstrates that.
Oh yeah, it completely does. But the thing about it is that the 20 people who received the vaccine, they didn't live up to the expectations of the ethos of the school. And that I'm so surprised that they actually agreed to actually go and have the vaccines. I don't think there is any grounds that they could actually legitimately say, oh, well, they're going to waste. I can justify taking the vaccine. It's, as I said, that teachers are the most important people in our young people's lives.
Yeah.
And that they actually, they do a lot more than just teach a curriculum. They kind of instill morality. They teach people about life. Mm-hmm. We all remember a teacher who had a big influence in school. Yeah. And yet I feel so sorry for those other teachers who are brilliant people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to influence the kids that they teach. But what has been done has been absolutely appalling.
And do you think it's damaged the reputation? It's
well,
a school.
I felt so sorry. If I had children in the school, I would take them out on principle alone.
Would you? Take them out?
Yeah, I definitely would. And I'll tell you why. Because I wouldn't want my children to be in a school that would condone that kind of behaviour. Because morality, it's just completely immoral. I've listened to your show all last week about 91-year-old people not getting vaccinated, people in their 80s still not vaccinated. And then we have 20 people from a private school driving in 13 kilometres away to get their vaccine ahead of schedule.
Now, we don't know... we don't know what the procedure was. We don't know who got the communication. We're told it was from the CEO of Beacon to the principal in the school. We don't know who decided who was to get the vaccine.
There's three other schools around the area. If they were so,
I know that. I didn't mean to sound dismissive. We don't know what the protocols were for deciding who got the vaccine. We don't know how many teachers said no, just as this teacher said they would.
You know, and that I would have great admiration for any of the teachers who did say no, but still 20 of them took up the position and went over to the...
Why the vow of silence? The omerta from St. Gerard's from...
Well, but how can they justify it? I mean, I don't think there's anything they can actually say in a PR statement that could justify what they've done when they're a teaching institution. It goes completely against the ethos of their school, also against the ethos of education.
Now, it's a private school. The fees are...
I happened to look on the website, and that they have a business directory for parents at the school, and they encourage them to actually do business with each other. And that...
What does that mean?
That always use, where possible, use the expertise of the parents of the school who are in businesses when needed.
Okay.
Right? Now, it kind of... I don't know what went on, what phone calls were made. None of us do, but we would like to know.
Yeah.
And I mean that I think there should be a statement made by the school. It should be a statement from the Board of Management to give what their position is. Thank God that teacher was brave enough and probably has risked their job in the private school by coming forward and actually setting the record straight. Now, as I said last week, if I had had children in school, I would have moved them out. But after hearing that teacher stand up and say what is right, I would say, no, I'd leave my kids there because they are being taught well. Because obviously there are teachers there who have actually standards.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think, I'm actually quite surprised that not a lot more has been made of this. And I kind of, the fact that we haven't had a statement from the actual school, they're probably waiting for the next controversy to come out. It'll die away, as these things do. But I don't think it's good enough.
Oh, I see it now. This directory has been developed to help the St. Gerard's community promote and advertise their own businesses. It is a great addition to the Parents Association section of the school website. Inclusion in the business directory is completely voluntary and free. We hope it will be a useful point of reference for the school community and that when conducting business, parents will consider employing the expertise, services and skills of other parents, which can only be mutually beneficial for all concerned. If you are a parent in the school who runs your own business and wish to be listed in the Parent Business Directory, please complete the electronic form on the Parents Association section of the school website. Submit the form by clicking on the submit button, I would like them, etc. But is there anything wrong with that?
No, there's not. But
I wonder, do any other schools do it?
Oh, they probably do, but I mean that it's not the point.
Does my old school, the De La Salle and Ballyferma, do it? I must ask them.
You want to look, but like I mean, it just seems. Look, From the lay person's point of view, right, I've nothing to do with St. Gerard's. I'm not a teacher. Okay. Just an ordinary person, I just see it and it's wrong. Especially when I'm listening to your show about the amount of people that can't get it, that actually need it. And these people didn't need it. You know, that it just shows, obviously, the directory is working.
Okay. That's okay. David, we leave it at this. David Salmon, who's in Wicklow. The changes that are you up to speed on what the changes proposed this afternoon are, David?
Basically, yeah, I am. Yeah.
And what do you think? Basically, very little change.
Very little change, but I actually, to be quite honest, I don't see anything wrong with that. The only thing I'm a little bit disappointed about is that the click and collect, because there's a lot of businesses in the Wicklow area that they need to start trading again, and click and collect, I think, is something that could be very, very safe and very straightforward.
Okay, good
That's
point.
The only thing. Okay. Other than that...
David, okay. Kind regards to you and your family. That's David Salmon. Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.